So, as I would say, bless your heart. Just get used to it. But anyhow, I'm going to ask you to do what you do every single Sunday morning, which is stand to your feet. Amen. We stand because I want you to know, and I want to encourage you this morning that you're standing right now where you are at because God has made you well able to stand. The devil has done everything he can do this week to knock you down. He's done everything he can do to get you to give up. He's done everything he could do to get you offended. He's done everything he could do to get you pulled out of church. He's done everything he can do to get you at odds in your family. But I want you to know that right now God is standing with you, and he has been the one that's made you to be able to stand every single day. So if you've got an issue, if you've battled depression today or this week, I want you to begin to call on the name of the Lord. You know, the Word of God says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that God will save them. I don't know about y'all, but God has saved me many times from depression, from stress, from fear, from anxiety. And so as you've battled this week, I want you to begin to call those things out to God because, see, God is meeting you right where you're at. He said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so if you'll invite him into that place of struggle, he's going to come in and he's going to begin to lift those things off of you. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you said in your word that you needed a binder, and God, you said that you needed a looser. So God, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I bind up fear and depression in this place right now. I bind up infirmity, Lord, right now, and offenses. I bind up pornography and drug addiction, God. Lord, you know everything that is going on with your children. And so, God, if it's not good for them, Lord, I bind that thing up right now in Jesus' name. Lord, right now, I loose the spirit of peace in this place. God, I loose your presence. And Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in this service. And God, may lives be changed forever. And we give you, God, all the praise and all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have two beautiful, beautiful nieces here today with me. Macy and Alicia, y'all come up here. Help Aunt Kel out. So what you're going to do is you're going to take this side and you're going to take that side, and you girls are going to give every person in this audience or sanctuary or whatever you want to call it, you're going to give them a piece of paper. And throughout the message, I'm going to explain to you what you're going to do with this piece of paper throughout the week. But you know, church is not a spectator sport. Church is not a spectator sport. Church is a place where God says, you know, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. See, God didn't say, well, you don't have to go to church. You can just be saved. Look here, you need to come. What did Jesus say? He said, man, I went and it was my tradition. It was my habit. And so when we have church on Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, and Wednesday, it's not a spectator sport. I'm going to do my best to get you involved. You need to be involved in your church. You need to be involved in the Word. You need to be working out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. Amen. And it's working it out. It's a workout. Some days are going to be harder than others, but it's a workout. All throughout the week, you know, a lot of people, I had a gentleman, and his name was Claudie James. And I love Claudie. He's still living today, and he's one of my favorites. But he lives in Lavaca, and he likes to listen to me still. But one day he gave me a clock. And, you know, people give the pastor all sorts of things. And I have a little area in my house where I collect all the stuff that people, you know, over the years have given me and just different things. Because, you know, when you have a hard day, you need to be able to refer back to kindness and goodness that people share to you. And so Claudie goes one day, I said, well, Claudie, he was visiting with me, and he gave me this beautiful clock, and it makes noise every 15 minutes, which I like. If it's quiet, I'm like, ooh, something's just wrong. I don't like a bunch of quietness. But anyhow, so he got me this clock, and it moves its little hand, and it cuckoos and all that stuff every 15 minutes. And it's annoying unless you like things like that, which I do. And so I said, Claudie, I got to go. I have got to get ready for church on Sunday morning. And he said, well, don't you just pull them sermons up off the internet and preach them? And I said, well, no. I said, I seek God, and God begins to put into my spirit what he would like to give his children on that day. And most of the time, I will tell you that most of the time, I preach out of the overflow of my life. I preach on what God has been doing in my life, because you can't preach what you don't know. You can't lead where you won't go. I preach on what I know. You're not going to get me up here preaching on a bunch of mumbo jumbo that I'm unfamiliar with, because I won't be able to be good at that. So I usually preach out of the overflow of my life. And you know, this week, it has been a week. It has just been a week. Every single day has been busy, and it's been a week. It's been a good week, but it's been busy, busier than normal. I'm a busy person, but it's been busier than normal. So I'm trying to catch my breath today. But anyhow, all week, I just couldn't help but notice and feel so humbled by just the favor of God, His absolute favor, His absolute kindness, and His absolute favor. And I want to tell you that I'm going to let things get a little bit quieter over here. Does anybody need to go to the bathroom today? I know that's a weird question. I'm all up in your business. All right. Has everybody got their cell phone turned off? I love when I see little squirrels in my yard because I think they're my cousins. I'm like, nobody better touch them squirrels. They're in my family. Is anybody hot? Okay. Now, if you're asking or you're wondering why I'm asking all these questions, is because the devil comes in services and he tries to just get your attention on something else. And then what the devil does with me is he tries to get me off and my concentration broke where I can't remember where I was. So what I like to do is give everybody time to just get tidied up in their pew. Are y'all all comfortable? All right. So back to the favor of God. Back to the favor of God. Thursday night, I sat down, Gail, and I just began to just weep because I was so grateful for all that God had done in this week. And I said, Lord, just your favor that you've shown this week is so incredible that it's just melted my heart. And God, I'm so grateful. And you know, when I look at my life, when I look at mistakes that I've made, when I look at things that currently are going on in my life, I always say, God, I don't even feel like I deserve this amount of goodness that you've given me. I don't even feel like I deserve this amount of favor. But God, you're so good. You don't look at what you think we deserve. But God, just because we're your children, you give a favor there. You give favor. See, favor is something that you didn't deserve. You can't earn it. You can't be good enough to get it. Man, the favor of God wants to come and rest on your life. And to be able to have the most favor in your life, there's things that as a believer you have to do and you have to get right. And so we're going to minister this morning. The title of this message is called Finding Favor. I'm going to ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 5 through 10. And there are so many places in the Word of God where it says, and this person found favor, and this person found favor, and this one found favor, and this one found favor. You know, you can find favor with God. So the title is Finding Favor, Finding It, Seeking It Out. So Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 through 10, we're talking about Noah, and here's God, and he's saying, so the Lord said, let me check here, I'm going to start at verse 5, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. What is the inclination of your heart this morning? What's in there? What's in there? And I'll give you a really big clue. The Word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You ever said something, you thought, oh, why did I say that? Well, because that's what was inside of you. That's why you said it. If you daydreamed about cussing somebody out in the grocery store, guess what? You better not run into them because that's exactly what you're going to do. And then you're going to be like, why did I do that? Well, You dreamed about doing it, and you daydreamed, and you sat there and fantasized over it, so you did it. And you think, well, why would a pretty little old pastor start talking about cussing in church? Well, because I'm going to preach about things that people actually do. Amen? I about lost my religion in a grocery store 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm not afraid to tell you about it. Why? Well, because that was a little test for me to see if that old Kelly was getting better. It was about 50-50. I didn't sock him in the nose, but I had that temptation was there. Had I not have been with my nephew, I probably would have, but he talked me off of that crazy ledge that I was on. That gangster blood starts trying to get up inside of me, and the devil wants to come out. And I have to tell him no. But what's inside of you? Because, see, God looked at the world, and he looked at the earth, and he said everything that's in their heart, every inclination of their heart is just evil. See, what's inside of you? You want to find favor? You're wondering why your life is where it is, if it's in a bad place? What's inside of you? See, the word says take every thought captive. You keep letting them thoughts come, those thoughts are going to turn into actions. You're going to find yourself doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing. How does it start? In your mind. So it says here, every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time, and the Lord was grieved that he made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain. And one of the main ways that you're going to find favor with God is this right here. If you don't hear me say anything else today, you need to hear this. Don't grieve God. That won't go well for you. Don't grieve him. Don't grieve God. How do you do that? Well, you act like you're the only one that can do everything you say that nobody else can do. I love Brother Connor's post. I was reading Facebook this morning, and I love people that'll just keep it real. Right? I don't like to come to church and have a bunch of fakeness going on. I like to keep it real, because only in an environment where you keep it real can people actually get the help that they need. He said, well, I'm going to be going to church with all the fellow hypocrites this morning. Y'all have a great day. Praise the Lord. How many of you can, let's have a truth poll. How many of you can say, I'm a hypocrite sometimes? Amen. Amen. If you ain't raising your hand, one of two things is going on right now. You're offended. You're not voting, or you know you're double the hypocrite everybody else. Now, that's a joke, and you're going to have to lighten up if that offends you. You're going to have to get over that. I can be a very offensive person, but I'm going to tell it exactly how it is, because that's what people understand. See, you can't preach off of a level where you're sugarcoating everything, because that's going to fly over everybody's head, and everybody's going to be like, well, that's for Sally Sue behind me. No, it's for you. I've had people corner me in the back and be like, I know that you preached that just to me. Well, sister, yes, I did. But before I preached it to you, I preached it to myself. And so God said, you know what? They're just filled with wickedness. They're just filled with wickedness. And they've grieved me. And it said that, what did he have in his heart? His heart was filled with pain. See, don't be filling God's heart with pain. You know, there was a point in my life where I became very broken, and I was in the middle of something. Sometimes you get yourself in the middle of things that you can't quite get out of because you need a Savior, and he's the only one that can help you. And there was a point where I just broke. And the brokenness, see, true repentance is a broken and a contrite heart. See, you can't move on in your life till you're darn sorry of what the heck you did. I tell my kids all the time, apologize. I'm sorry. No, mean it. Mean it. I stopped and I said, God, I'm so sorry. God, you're the only person, you're the only one that has never failed me. You're the only one that's never turned your back on me. You're the only one that's never let me down. And God, I've let you down. God, I've broken your heart. God, I've turned my back on you. See, when you realize that your things that you do, your secret sins, they break the heart of God. See, that'll cause a broken and a contrite heart, or you'll get haughty and you'll backslide and everything else. See, and here's the deal. A lot of people, they want to blame certain things on the pastor, or blame it on this, or blame it on that. I've got people who won't even come to church because they're offended at me. And here's my response to every one of them. Look here, you can't spit in Paris, Arkansas without hitting another church, okay? So if you're offended at me, you best go somewhere else, because on Judgment Day, you bringing my name up isn't going to help you, because see, what God's going to see is you just didn't do what you were supposed to do. I don't know how I got off on that. That was extra. Like that guacamole they give you that just, you love it at first and you're like, oh, it's just going to kill me before I get home. So it says here, so the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But now, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. See, you can find favor when everybody else is finding nothing but trouble. You can find favor with God if you will align yourself in that lane to find that favor. How do you find it? When everybody else is pulling their business, when everybody else is acting wicked, when everybody else has turned their back on God, you be who you're supposed to be, and you try to be the very best version of you. See, everybody on the face of the earth except for one person was being wicked. And what did God say? Man, that person, that one person, they found favor. And it says, this is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. See, are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? Your walk with God is not just a Sunday thing. Your walk with God is not just a Sunday thing. It's an everyday thing. You're walking with Him. You're talking with Him. You're dwelling with Him. He's dwelling inside of you. When you mess up, you're not hiding from Him. You don't have to hide from God when you mess up. What did Adam and Eve do? The first thing they did was hid themselves and clothe themselves. Why? Because there's something about sin that the devil uses to make you feel like you need to hide yourself. Let me tell you something. If you found yourself in a mess today, or if you're watching me on Facebook Live and you've done something that you know wasn't right, don't hide it. You know what? He who covers their sin won't prosper. But by golly, if you'll just say, you know what, Lord, I messed up, and God, forgive me and help me to do better, you're going to find more favor in the humility that it takes to be able to do that than all the stuff with the arrogance of covering it up and to begin with. So it says that Noah walked with God, that he walked with Him. You want to find favor with God? Walk with God. Talk with Him. You don't have to have some fancy conversation with Him. You can just say, God, here I am. Speak to me. Let's go now to Luke chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 26 through 38. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. Now in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And I want to tell you this morning that you're highly favored. I want to tell you this morning that God is with you. I'm going to repeat that. I want to tell you this morning that you're highly favored. I want to tell you this morning that God is with you. Now, if God be for you, who could be against you? You're highly favored. You're highly favored. Now, your surroundings may not always look like somebody that's highly favored. There's been things that gone on in my life, and I thought, ugh, and shame wanted to come over me. But look here. See, God says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. If God has freed you up from something, don't go back in your mess. If God has freed you from something, don't go back to your mess. Amen.
Amen.
You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." What is this message about? Finding favor. Finding favor. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. His kingdom will never end. And I want to tell you something. One of the perks about being a child of God is that, man, God does not have an end. When everybody's sick of you and you're sick of everybody and you're sick of yourself, God does not have an end. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's never going to be so sick of you that he's like, oh, that person has done worn out their welcome with me. I'm sick of them and they're going over here to the side. See, God doesn't do that. I got family members and I tell you, I've had to really readjust the way that I deal with them and readjust the way that I think, because there's a cynical part of every person. You just got to find that part of yourself and work it out, because there's a part of us that when people get on our nerves, what we want to say is, well, I'm just going to give that person the silent treatment or not have nothing to do with them because they're just doing the same old stuff they've been doing and blah, blah, blah. You don't say that about somebody in your family, you probably are that family member. I'm glad half of y'all laughed. Thank you. I appreciate it. Finding favor with God. Finding favor with him. You know what? All it takes is one time. It takes one time that you got up and you didn't stumble again in that area of your life. Find favor. What did Mary do? She was available to God. She came down and she was troubled and she's like, oh, supposedly I'm highly favored. God's going to give me his son. I'm going to bear that son. He never ends. His kingdom will never, ever end. It never ends for you. There are things in life that when they end, it's the most devastating thing. But what I can tell you is this right here. God in his kingdom, it doesn't end. God's not run out of goodness for you. He's not run out of favor for you. He hasn't ran out of anything for you. And when you want to feel like you're living in the end part and you're like, ugh, everything is going to always be this hard and this is going to be this way and all this stuff. Look here, man, the kingdom of God does not end. So therefore, nothing about God has run out for you. Nothing. And so here we are. And Mary said this. She said, how will this be? How will this be? And sometimes when God shows you the amount of favor that he wants to put on your life and he shows you some things that you're going to do in your life and he begins to put those things in place, sometimes that's intimidating. Sometimes there's some fear that goes on where you think, well, God, I can't do that. Well, no, you probably can't. But just the favor on your life through God makes you well able. So here's Mary. She goes, well, how will this be? Now look, there's nothing wrong with asking God how that's going to happen. Now he may not tell you. He may not tell you. But here's Mary and she says, well, how will this be? since I am a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, and even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Amen. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Amen. "May it be to me as you have said." You want to find favor with God? Stop bucking God every chance you get. You want to find favor with God? Stop bucking God at every chance that you get. I'm going to say it one more time. You want to find favor with God? Stop bucking God at every chance that you get. There are some people, and I'm just saying this, and I mean this, and I'm not even going to make a funny joke about this because I am a very humorous person, and I can make a lot of humor, and I could just be up here and everything would be a joke, and I could make you laugh all day long. I'm going to say that one more time. You can't find favor with God if you're bucking Him every single chance that you get. You cannot find favor with God if you're going to buck Him at every chance that you get. There are some people, and if you're one of these people, I'm going to pray right now that God convict your heart, because if you're one of these, you better change or you're going to have an awful life. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, and I'm not trying to offend you, but by golly, the Word of God that makes you correct yourself, it is offensive. You cannot find favor with God if you're going to buck Him at every chance that you get. There are people, and every single time God tries to get them to do something, "Oh, but God," or "Oh, God, I can't," or "Oh, God, you know the reasons why I won't do that." Look here, you can't find favor with God if you're going to buck Him at every chance that you get. What did Mary say? The angel told her something that in all reality was impossible. She said, "Well, God, how is this going to be?" And He told her, and that was enough. She said, "As you've said, so will it be." Amen. You want to find favor? When God drops something into your spirit, or when He makes you make a change that's hard for you, you know what? Say, "You know what, God? You brought me to it. You're going to get me through it. Lord, if you said it, I'm going to act on it. God, as you've said." What did Jesus say on the cross? "Lord, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven." See, when's the last time God brought you to a place in your life and you were having difficulty and you stopped being mad at God and you just said, "God, have your way. Lord, whatever you want to do, God, I'm all about it." See, for that person, you're going to have favor that you didn't even know where it was coming from. The people that are highly favored, they have had the most difficulty in their life. Why? Because you know what? Those type of people are going to do something with their life. Struggle is a part of the process. I don't like it. None of us like it. But we don't live in a perfect world, and there's times where you're going to struggle. Have a teachable spirit. You want to find favor? Allow God to say something and you don't say, "Yeah, but." How many of you got kids up in here? Everything I say. Not looking over there. We're all pushing 40 and Dad's like, "God, I wish she would practice her preaching." I don't care how old the kids are. They can always have something to say back. I'll be telling my kids something, they'll be like, "Well, yeah, but Mama," and I'm like, "Can I not say anything to you without you saying but?" No, there are no buts. It's just how it is, okay? Quit questioning me. I'm not the sanest person. You're getting on my nerves. Just roll with it. That's what I tell them. Roll with it. "Yeah, but Mom," no. No. Take that word "but" and get it out of your vocabulary. So here's Mary. And what did the Bible say about her? She was highly favored. She was highly favored. And see, her last statement in that thing was this right here. "May it be to me as you have said." You want favor with God? Let Him tell you something and you just roll with it and say, "You know what, God? Exactly as you've said. Lord, you have my full permission. You have my full cooperation. God, come into my life, and God, do exactly what you've said. Do exactly what you've said. Next place for me is Luke chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 8 through 15. And it says here, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, because I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. The favor of God wants to literally come down and rest on your life. It wants to surround you. It wants to be in front of you. It wants to be on the side of you. It wants to be behind you. It wants to be above you. It wants to be everywhere around you. And it wants to rest on you. It wants to rest on you. The devil will have you going every which way, and you'll make little hiccups just out of just trying to get through everything that you need to do in a day. I'm going to encourage you to just slow down just a little bit. I've had to make myself do this, and it's not easy. But the favor of God, it wants to come down. It wants to rest on your life. What do you need to be able to do that? What do you need to get that favor? Look here. Just as Mary said, God, I'm right here. That's what you want to do in my life. Lord, let your favor rest on me. Let your favor rest on me. Now, I've talked about my Lulu many times. She is the apple of my eye. If I was an animal, it would be her. She's a little chihuahua. She's about 2 pounds, and she's got an attitude. And that's my girl. Now, when I go get Lulu at night, I get her, and I pat her little butt, and I just love on her, and I let her love on me, and whatever I eat, she eats. Now, if you've got a problem with that, I don't want to hear about it. You're going to kill that dog. Well, she's going to die happy. Kelly, if Pastor Kelly has fried chicken, Lulu's going to have that. If I'm having Salisbury steak, Lulu's going to have that. Whatever it is. The only thing I won't give her is macaroni and cheese. I tried that one time. It didn't go good. I can't give them dogs that. And I'll get Lulu. She's very hyper. Because once again, we're just alike. And I'll get her at some point. It'll take about an hour. And I'll put her on my chest and I'll just hold her. And we both kind of calm each other down. And I'll hold Lulu. And once I can see, Jennifer, that she's resting, I try not to move because I respect the fact that that little dog has wanted to be with me all day. And I'm not going to move an inch because I just want her to rest. You know what? The favor of God wants to rest on your life. What do you need for that to happen? Be still. Be still. Spiritually, be still. Physically, be still. Find that moment. Find that time spot where you can say, you know what, God, I'm just going to be totally still before you. God, I'm going to shut everything out because, God, I want your will in my life. And, God, I want your favor to rest on my life. God, I want your favor to be there when I make those big decisions. God, I want that favor to be there, God, when I buy a new house. Lord, when I decide I want to have a family and I want to have a baby. God, I want your favor to be there. Lord, when I change my job, I want your favor to be there. God, when I buy a car, when I make a big purchase, God, I want your favor to be there. Look here, I've made big purchases before, just on a whim, did not have the favor of God, was awful. absolutely terrible. Bought a car that way one time. It blew up with me in it on the interstate. Very uneasy feeling. I said, Lord, you have got my attention. I am so sorry that I ran off and did this. Back in 2020. See, God has some favor that he wants to give you. Back in 2020, I said, Dad, I'm going to go get a new car. God's told me I can do that, and I've asked him. I'm going to go get a new car. Y'all know that car is like my baby. I love that car. I spend a lot of my time in it. And Dad goes, now, Brother Angelo, he loves cars. And he loves buying them, and he loves helping other people buy them. And he said, Kelly, you're going to have some bad days in the ministry. Get the wheels, too. Get the nicest wheels you can get on that car. Because when you're having a bad day and you're walking out of Walmart and somebody's gotten on your nerves, it's going to make you a little bit happier alive. Get them, too. And look here. Just the amount of favor in that one decision to be able to act when God said, yeah, you can do that. You want God's favor in all those decisions that you're making. But what do you got to do to get that? You got to be still. If you'll be still, the favor of God is going to come down and it's going to rest on you. You'll be troubled about a situation. And you'll be troubled and you'll be troubled. And if you can be still, God's going to just drop that right in your spirit, exactly what you need to do. Exactly how to handle it. See, that favor is there for you. That favor is there for you every moment, every day of your life. The favor of God is there and it wants to rest on you. Now let's go now to Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12. And I can't help but look at y'all today. And you know, Brother Larry was talking about this and this morning, and I thought it was kind of funny. He said, you know, sometimes when you're preaching up there, you'll have your own thoughts and you're just thinking while you're preaching. And that's so true. But I want to tell you, as I'm preaching this morning and I'm looking at y'all, you guys are the best folks ever. You guys are so wonderful. And I just want to tell you, thank you for letting me be your pastor. I love y'all so much. And God has got so much good stuff for us, Mikey. Just his favor that wants to come and just rest on every part of our lives. So we're looking in Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor. See, surely, it's a for sure thing. If you don't have a peace about something, if something's not going right, what you need to be able to say is, God, surely, surely you will bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. If something's not going right in your life, say, get in here. See, here's the deal with people. They don't know how to activate the word of God. So if I'm struggling and I'm having an issue, and Pastor Kelly's done preached this message, I'm probably going to be writing this down. And when I have an issue later on this week, Michelle, I'm going to go back to Psalms chapter 5, and I'm going to look at verse 12, and I'm going to start preaching this over my own life, and I'm going to start speaking it out, and I'm going to say, God, for sure, you bless the righteous. God, I'm righteous, and because of that, I know that you're blessing me right now. God, it don't matter what everybody else is doing. It don't matter what's going on. See, a lot of times, we're looking down the road, and we're saying, well, Sally Sue's having this problem, so I know I'm going to have it. Well, so-and-so had this type of cancer, then I've got it now, so I'm going to have just as hard as the time as them. No, look here, you need to quit putting yourself in that same bucket with every other little heathen, because you need to understand that God's got a plan for your life. And look here, that's for you. That's for you. The favor of God is for you. What you going to do with the favor? For sure, O Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. God, surround me with your favor today. Lord, don't let me step out of the favor that you have for me. God, don't let me step out of it for a moment. God, keep me in the very center of your will, because God, right there is your favor. Right there is your favor. Sunday night, there was a storm. And look here. I'm not saying nothing bad about it, but I can only preach out of my life. If I preach out of y'all's life, you'll get offended. So the only person I can preach out of is my own. okay? But I'm not somebody that gets all terrified about storms. They don't bother me. I've made my peace with Jesus, and if he wants me to keep on preaching for however long, that's what I'm going to do. And he'll make me well able to do it. And I got tired. I done had my little nightly snackaroo, had my little brush and teeth session. I was tired. I was ready to go to bed. Had my elastic pants on. Lord Jesus, I'm ready. I'm going to go to bed, God. And I woke up, and apparently there was a storm. And I get on Facebook. That's what I do in the morning. I like to get on Facebook to see what kind of nonsense everybody's gotten into. And everybody was griping about no power. There was no power. And I'm like, you know, I'm not hot. I'm feeling pretty good. Well, that's because I still had power. And then everybody was griping about their property all messed up. And I thought, oh, God, I better check my property. I get out there. I always think, what do the city people think on Mondays? Because I go out there in my pajamas. My hair is all messed up, and I'm like, oh, them poor guys, they probably think I'm a maniac. So I'm out there, and I'm just looking around. Couldn't find nothing wrong. Well, look here. I can't apologize about the favor of God that was on me. But let me tell you the deal. When God called me to pastor, what you got to understand, first of all, is I've been in the ministry my entire life. And if you don't think that me and my family have struggled, we have struggled. You don't think that we've been broken? We've probably been more brokenhearted than we've been wholehearted because, see, there's certain parts of this that will rip your heart out. We have sacrificed and sacrificed and sacrificed. And one thing that God knows about me and he knows about my family is that come hell or high water, it don't matter what is going on, we're going to be where we're supposed to be. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. Are we perfect? No. We are probably the most flawed bunch of people that you could ever find to do what God's called them to do. But one thing we are is faithful and consistent and persistent. Amen. We're going to be there. So I hop over to the church in my pajamas and slippers, them little fuzzball slippers. I like them. I was walking around. I said, God, the church is out of power. Go to the Bain Center. Lord, the Mark Bain Center is out of power. Well, Monday is senior citizen meal night. 170 senior citizens got to eat. Guess what? They still going to eat. I don't care what's going on. I've done it in the snow. I've done it in extreme heat. We've done it with tornado watches. We've done all of it. Power being out is no different. Guess what we did? We brought them roasters over to my house, and we just went on like everything was so. Look here. Somebody drove past my house, and they said, you mean to tell me that you've got power with all this stuff going on? Everybody else's stuff's all jacked up all around your place. And you, look here, here's how good God is. I'm not bragging on myself because I'm not that smart without God. But let me tell you something. I've involved God in most of my decisions, and everyone I involved him in, it's just blessed beyond measure. I have a little business. It's a little t-shirt business. It's like an outlet for me. It's my therapy. Professional therapy is too expensive, so I have my own therapy, and it's doing them t-shirts. I like it. And I use cardboard, and I put it in between those t-shirts, and I dye the t-shirts and bleach them and all sorts of wonderful things with those t-shirts. Kayla, it was windy, it was rainy, it was everything. I had that cardboard on that table of mine outside. Not even the cardboard was out of place. Not even the cardboard was out of place. Look here. At the end of the day, you want to find favor with God, be exactly who he called you to be. Be exactly who he called you to be. There's a lot of days, Gail, where I'm like, God, I'm sick of being me. God, I'm sick of being me. God, I'm sick of always having to be the one that's holding things together. God, I'm sick of doing this. Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. God, this is so difficult for me. God, I want to just be like everybody else, and I want to just be able to just be. You know? Look here. What can God trust you with? What can He trust you with? Here's what God's trusted me with. He knows that whatever He tells me to do, I'm going to do it. If it costs me everything, I'll do it. Whatever I lose, God will already replace it. It'll be better than what I had.
Amen.
What can God trust you with? You want to find His favor? Be the very best version of you. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's hard. Do it when you don't feel like it. Do it when nobody else is doing it. And so, in Psalms chapter 5 and 12, it says, "For surely, O Lord, You bless the righteous and You surround them with Your favor as with a shield." Let's go to Psalms chapter 30. And we're going to look at verse 1 through 5. "I will exalt You, O Lord, for You lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me." Look here. You know who's responsible for keeping you every moment of your life? God. Give God the credit and the honor and the praise that's due Him. What did David say? You know what? David was a very, very flawed person. He had a lot of things about him that most people would have been like, well, God can't ever do nothing with him. He's a mess up. But what did he say here? "I will exalt You, O Lord, for You lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me." Verse 2, "O Lord, my God, I called to You for help and You healed me. O Lord, You brought me up from the grave and You spared me from going down into the pit." You know how many times that God, just because of His favor, nothing else, just because of His favor, He spared you from the pit of your own destruction. You know how many times God saved you from your own self? You know how many times that the devil had ordained for you to die and God would not allow it? See, the favor of God wants to come down and rest on your life. "Sing to the Lord, you saints of His praise, you saints of His, and praise His holy name." Verse 5, "For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime." It doesn't just last when you've done all that you could do. Look here. God's favor lasts a lifetime. His favor for you is going to last throughout your lifetime. If you're saying, well, you know what, I've really messed up. There's things that I've done. I don't know how God can fix it. I don't know if He can fix it. I've really screwed my life up. I made some bad decisions, and I wish I could go back. There's things about my life that I can never have the way they were because I made bad decisions. Look here, if that's you, what you need to know right now is that God is the only one that can come in and meet you right where you're at and say, you know what, I'm going to turn this around for you. There are people, and they lose years because the enemy, they allowed the devil to come in and steal their life year by year, groups of years at a time. And let me tell you this. The Word of God is so sweet and God is so faithful that He says, "I will restore to you the years that the locust has stolen." Let me tell you something, for real. If you don't hear anything else this morning, you have not gone too far. You have not made too many mistakes. You haven't been so bad. You haven't been so messed up. You haven't been so strung out. You haven't been so wrong where God's saying, I don't want to deal with them anymore. Because, see, God's not like that. God is that God that the moment you say, God, I'm ready for You. God, I want You in my life. God, help me. God, forgive me. Lord, I've been wrong. God, I messed up. Where is God? He's saying, I'm right here. Let's fix this mess up. Let's fix this. Let's turn this around. So it says, His favor lasts a lifetime, and weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Rejoicing comes in the morning. You want to find favor? Have a good attitude when things are going wrong. Have a good attitude when things are going wrong in your life. There are things that just have ripped my heart out. But at the end of every day, here's what God and I know. We're going to have a conversation. And we're going to say this right here. God, it don't matter what's going on in today. God, you've been faithful. God, whatever's going on with me tonight that's got me frustrated or stressed or anxietied up, God, you're fixing it right now. And you allow yourself and you allow that favor to just come over you and just be able to rest and see that favor of God's going to come over your life and God's going to make it up. Let's go to Psalms 84 and verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. The Lord bestows favor and honor. There's a lot of times, Michelle, where people are making a big deal about me, and I'm like, this is so weird because I am the most messed up person that I know. I really am. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how my parents put up with me, but they did, and here I am. God puts up with me, too. It's a miracle. He bestows favor and honor. See? Thursday when I sat down, Kayla, I sat down and just the whole week just kind of swept over me. And I had this overwhelming sense of just the amount of favor that God put in the week. I mean, here we were sitting out there and we were giving out food boxes and all of a sudden 4029 News shows up. And I'm like, oh my word. What are they here for? And it's a good thing I done got my eyelashes done. Are they wanting me to say something? I'm a hick. They don't want me on the news, do they? Well, they did. He said, Pastor Kelly, what do you got to say? I was on the 5 o'clock news and the 6 o'clock news. And I said, and they didn't get all my stuff. And I said, you know, we're saved to serve. And we're blessed to be a blessing. And we're feeding Logan County. And for a second, I wanted to be like, oh, well, you can find somebody else to talk on the camera. Because, I mean, I don't want it to be all about me or whatever. God said, you know what, Kelly? You earned this.
That's right.
You earned it. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I will spread spotlight, Kelly, on what you've done for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Does that mean I'm perfect? I'm probably the most jacked up person in this room. I have major issues. Major. However, when I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. When I say that no matter what, those senior citizens are going to eat on Monday night, they're going to eat. Bottom line. When I say that nobody in Logan County has to go hungry, that's for real. See, finding favor. Noah found favor. David found favor, Abraham found favor, Esther found favor, Mary found favor. See, the word is full of God pulling people out and just saying, this person's going to find favor. They're finding my favor, and that favor is going to rest on them, and I'm changing their life, and I'm pulling them out, and I'm setting them aside because that person is highly favored. See, that's you. That's you. You're highly favored. People's biggest enemy is themselves. They don't know who they really are. If you could walk around and you could just have that knowing in your soul that, you know what, man, I'm a highly favored, blood-bought child of the Most High God, and nothing is going to mess with me today. See, you have to have that outlook on your life because the moment you wake up, every demon in hell is going, what can we throw at that person today? My little Lulu had fleas all over her. I don't do bugs. And that really creeps me out. I'm like, oh, my God, my dog has done got fleas. They're probably on me. Ugh. I went to the professional, and I said, what do we do about her? They're like, well, you can put a little thing of stuff down her back, and it's going to kill them fleas, or you can do a collar. You can do this little Nix Guard thing. And I said, well, what is that going to do? I need to know that the bugs are leaving. This mind is going to still be stuck on that. They're like, That dog's going to take that medicine, Miss Kitson. And them fleas are going to be repelled from her. They're not even going to want nothing to do with her. That's what every demon in hell should think of you the moment you wake up. They should go, oh, my word, we are repelled from that chick. We can't deal with her. We're gonna go on to somebody that's a little bit easier to get messed up today. See, find favor. Find favor with God. What's the best way you can do that? Be who you're supposed to be. Be who you're supposed to be. Be that best version. Be still. Be still. Don't grieve God. Don't fill God's heart full of pain because you keep doing the same thing. Okay? So let's go to Psalms chapter 90, verse 17. And it says here, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Establish it. It's one thing to think about doing something and piddle with it a little bit, and it's a whole nother thing for God to establish it for you. I never thought in my wildest of imaginations that 3 years ago it would be like this. I never thought that in the first year that I pastored when the pandemic happened, I never thought God was going to do something so big. It never crossed my mind. God will give you more than you ask for. And when he does that, that's called favor. When God makes it up to you, because somebody else messed you over and they hurt you and they did something to you, God will make it up to you. And when he does that, that is favor. When you look around and you're looking at, when I look at the food stuff, I'm going, God, how did you do all this stuff? That's favor. When you can't explain it, that's favor. And that favor wants to rest on every single person under the sound of my voice. See, God has a great life for you. He's got an awesome life. He will establish the work of your hands. Learn how to let the favor rest on you. Learn how to let it rest. There'll be a situation come up and you know that you just need to be still and everything in the world is trying to get you to act. When you do that, you're stepping out of line and you're going to put yourself in a position, see, where all that favor ain't going to be there. Don't step out. Just stay right where you're at and wait. Give it some time and wait. Wait. Don't react. Don't react. God will. We don't have to sit there and do all this stuff. And I used to think, I'm going to fight to make it happen. Lord knows I'm a fighter. I like it. The older I get, the wiser I get in God. God just says, Kelly, if you'll just wait. If you'll just wait. Wait on me. Love me enough that you're going to wait and you're just going to trust me. Last place for me this morning, Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 1 through 4. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 4. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. What did verse 3 tell us? Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart, and then you will win favor and a good name in sight of God and man. It's easy to be hateful. It's easy to walk in hatred. It's hard to walk in love, and it's hard to love. It's hard to be faithful. It's hard to be faithful. What does the Word say? Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart, and then you will win favor. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths and make them straight. We're talking about winning favor. Last night, I wrote this out, and then this morning, I ran out of space, and I started writing real little. And God says, you know, everybody has had a measure of favor. Everyone has had a measure of favor. And Kelly, you need to get people to start pulling situations out of their life where they can pinpoint favor. You know, people get in a way and they start feeling sorry for themselves and they think, well, God, where are you? You need to write it down. So here's a couple ways that God showed me favor this week. I still had electric in my house. We still had the ability to feed the senior citizens. I walked in a house on Monday night and somebody said, just out of the blue, they're older, we want to host the pool party. We want to pay for it. That's favor. That's a lot of money for a senior citizen, $100. They said, whatever it is, we want to pay for it. That's favor. We got nominated for business of the month. Another thing that happened, I said, God, there's so many people that have lost all their food. Lord, what are we going to do about this? God, what are you going to do about it? Got a call. It was so, I no more than had that thought. Got a call. I've got a freezer full of chicken for you if you can take it. Breaded chicken strips. Who wants chicken strips today? If you'll give me about 5 or 10 minutes in the back, we'll get you some. But see, that's favor. That's favor. I can't just go out and buy chicken strips. But whatever God orders, He'll pay for it. Whatever God orders, He'll pay for it. What did He order in your life? What did He order? Got 4 pallets of food. I was sitting here thinking, Lord, what about the people in this town? All of a sudden, get a call. Pastor Kelly, we know that we need to do something. This is our food bank that we get our food. We know that we need to do our part. The only one that we're going to trust to help partner with us is you. Come up here and get this food. We're not even going to charge you for it. Went up there, got 4 pallets of food, got a big van full of water. That's favor. That's favor. Now, I'm not up here bragging about myself, but I am up here bragging about God. And I am up here bragging about the favor that Paris Christian Center has. Amen. This is something personal. I said, Lord, I can't bat my eyelashes if I don't have any on. Dad goes, just bat your eyelashes and they'll forget you did something. Just bat your eyelashes to that cop. They'll be fine. I said, God, I can't bat them if I don't have them. God made a way for me to go up there. I'm very busy. But you know what? I had that 10, 15-minute window where I got them things done. Favor. The news guy showing up. I mean, I was like, I look like a hot mess, but you want me on TV, I'll do it. There's so many things. One of the things that I'm most thankful for, on a very serious note, just if I could just say, you know, favor is stuff that you can't even buy. And it seems like this past year, God has brought people in my life, y'all, new people, new families, and it has just made all the difference in my life, in my personal life. And I'm so just incredibly thankful. Can you just sit back and just say, God, you've given me a lot of favor. God, it's not because I'm perfect. You know, I'm super messed up. But God, let me just take a moment out of my day and let me just fill up. You know, this isn't very big. I'm going to challenge you to get this, to take it home, and to write down, fill it up, put it on your refrigerator, fill it up. So you need to know, and you need to be able to refer back to the fact that God has given you favor. Now, God wants to give you so much favor that it can't even fit on a little thing like this. This was just a couple days of favor. But see, God has more favor for you. He has more anointing for you. He has more resources for you. So I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. If you want chicken strips, well, I'm going to get them for you. It's going to take me a minute. Jen, you can help me. And Michelle, you can help me. I'm going to need help getting it out. Just be patient. I think I also have iced coffee. How many of y'all like that? I don't do that because I'm hyper enough. I know that's my limitations. If you didn't hear anything that I said this morning other than this, first of all, I want to tell you that you matter. And you matter a lot. And you matter to God. And you haven't done anything that God doesn't want to mess with you on. You know what? God will meet you right where you're standing today. The favor of God wants to rest on your life. There's things that God's going to show you and that he's going to do with your life, and you're not going to know how he's going to do it. Look here. You don't have to know. Just trust that he's going to do it. Do what Mary said. God, exactly as you said, let it be. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, all over the place this morning, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over all your children, God, that are in your house today. Lord, for the ones that are watching on Facebook Live, God, I ask that you'd meet them right where they're at, Lord, and bless them. God, you know exactly where they need the blessing. You know exactly in the areas of their life, God, where they need that favor. Lord, and I thank you, God, and I praise you. Lord, I thank you right now for the Manna Center. Lord, I thank you, God, that as they begin to break ground on that building and that property, God, I thank you, Lord, that every person that works on the Manna Center, that, God, you bless them just because they're working on your building. God, and I praise you for everything that you've done today. In Jesus' name, amen.